Shabbat shalom. I'm starting to think that Colin Kaepernick's Nike ad was directly inspired by this week's Torah portion. You know, the ad I'm talking about? Kaepernick started kneeling in the NFL during the national anthem as a means of protesting police brutality against African Americans. Despite his talent on the field, he's currently not playing in the NFL. Now, he is the face of a major Nike campaign. Over a close-up of his black and white picture, it says, "Believe in something. Even if it means sacrificing everything, just do it." Not a direct quote from Torah, I admit. But this week, God tells Abraham, "Lech lecha," which means go forth. Or more colloquially, just get up and go. Just do it. God says, go away from your land, your birthplace, your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And what does Abraham do? He gets up and he goes. He just does it. Zero questions, zero stipulations. God says, lech, and Abraham goes. A lot is made of this one phrase. Traditionally, Abraham is celebrated as a man of tremendous faith. He leaves everything after hearing a handful of sentences from an invisible God. He goes on an unpredictable, perilous journey because God told him to. Cue the applause from our classical commentators. But nowadays, we feel a little bit more ambivalent about Abraham's faith. We might view it as blind faith or easy faith. After all, why doesn't Abraham ask God some questions? Or why doesn't Abraham check with his wife and his nephew before making his transformational decision for them? What was he thinking? Making choices without outward analysis is not what we value now. So what do we make of it? What does lech lecha really mean? I'll give three choices. One, it can mean go for yourself, as if God was propositioning Abraham by saying, this is good for you. It's a good move for your life. You're stuck here in ancient Mesopotamia, but take my advice, you'll be better off if you go to the promised land. Or two, maybe it means go by yourself, as if God is giving a how-to type of suggestion. Abraham is 75 at the time God speaks to him. He probably knows lots of people. He may have a lot of family, but God says, don't take them. Go on your own, with only your most cherished loved ones. This is something you need to do without the baggage of those who don't believe. Leave the idolaters at home, God says, and go by yourself. But lastly, and perhaps most compelling, is the notion that lech lecha means go to yourself. Look inward, reflect, contemplate, find out who you really are. That is the journey of Abraham, for him to discover his actual self. He is not just a random ancient living in the desert. He's the first Jew. He's the father of Ishmael and of Isaac. He's the husband of Sarah. He's the man who negotiates for Sodom and Gomorrah. He's the man with whom our long-held tradition of circumcision begins. He's the leader who makes a covenant with God. He's the first patriarch. He has a destiny much greater than what he has fulfilled in his first 75 years on the earth. But nonetheless, at 75, he just does it. He gets up and he goes. Have you engaged in such a process of going to yourself, where you truly go inward to figure out what your outward life should be? Have you had the guts to just get up and go? Like Kaepernick, have you ever just done it? Just been who you really are, despite pressure, despite societal norms, despite your own insecurities? Abraham's journey is fraught with difficulties. His wife Sarah is captured and killed nearly killed by a foreign king. He has national concerns, as he has military battles with foreign powers. He has personal concerns, as the drama between Sarah and Hagar unfolds. He has divine trauma, as the God who he trusts so much tells him to sacrifice his own child. He tries to save Sodom and Gomorrah. He fails. He buries his cherished wife. All this is to say that this lech lecha, this going to yourself, should not be taken lightly. It's not an easy road for Abraham, and probably not for us either. Those are the risks when you take a leap of faith or when you make a stand. When I was abroad a year or so back, I met with refugees from all over the world. On a political level, their journey was sparked by the conflict in Syria. Once the Syrian refugee crisis began, people from all over began to move to Greece and to other countries. On that journey, I met a boy who walked the majority of the trip from Tehran all the way to where I met him in Athens. He was 13 years old. His parents were communists, persecuted by their government, and he lech lechad. He got up and he went. I met young mothers from southern Africa who carried babies on their backs, secured with colorful scarves, who got up and left their ancestral homeland in hope of achieving their destiny. They got up and went. They went to be themselves. They went so their children could be themselves. Perhaps our journeys here are a little less dramatic in some cases, and I hope they are. But nonetheless, it's a critical Jewish concept. Have you really ever traveled, at least metaphorically, as much as you need to fulfill your destiny? Miles Davis said something like, "It takes a long time to sound like yourself." It takes time, a long time, to find your true voice, to embody your authentic self, and to fulfill your purpose. I just want to add one caveat before I close. Going to yourself is not about being self-indulgent. Abraham's purpose was much larger than just him. His purpose was us. His purpose was to make a great nation. It was about peoplehood, about religion, about history and legacy. That was his purpose. It's about what we each can contribute. So when I say lech lecha, when I say go to yourself, it's something we do not do for ourselves alone, but for the greater good. So go. Go on that journey of uncertainty and vulnerability. Take risks. On the other side of your journey, you might just find your true self and your actual destiny. Shabbat Shalom.